The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
Then I'm a registered nurse and a certified OPTAVIA coach, and I'm joined by Alexandra Miller tonight. She is coming to us from Nutrition Services, and we are so excited to have her with us. This call is designed for our current clients, our potential clients, our coaches, and health professionals, and it will last for 30 minutes. It is designed to be an interactive call where you can call in and ask your questions and get answers from us right away. And keep in mind that we'll do our very best to answer your questions. We encourage you to contact your personal health care provider, though, as they are an important part of your transformation and personal health journey, especially if you are taking medications or have any medical considerations. We would love to get to as many questions as we can tonight. We will start by hearing from a few of you who are on the line with us, and then Alexandra has a quick health tip to share with us this week, and after that, we are going to get right to the Q&A portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, hit star 6 on your phone to unmute and share your first name and where you're calling in from and your success so far with our program. And then just please hit star 6 again so that we can be sure to keep our lines as clear as possible. So,
hi, Dan. Hey. This is Lisa Nielsen from Brigham City. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. This is my dear friend, and she's one of the coaches I work with. I'm so glad you're on the call tonight. Thank you.
I'm glad to be on here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell us about your success.
Oh, well, I've lost close to 90 pounds now, and I've kept it off for over a year and a half. So,
yes.
I feel wonderful.
Yes, yeah. You do. You're now passing it along and helping others too, aren't you?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to do.
Amazing.
So welcome. It's nice to hear from you.
It's nice to have you. Thanks. That was nice to hear. Welcome, too. So thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Who else is out there? Hit star 6 to say hello. Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, we can hear you.
Hi, my name is Robin. My coach is Miriam Kahn. I'm calling from New Jersey. I've been on OPTAVIA 6 months. I have a little bit of a problem sticking to the 5-1. But in 6 months, I've lost 28 pounds. It's been a little slow, but I'm happy and I'll take it.
Hey, that's progress. That's wonderful, Robin. Congratulations.
Thank you, and I'm trying to enroll people at my work. I work in a doctor's office, so I'm trying to enroll some of the patients as well.
Well, wonderful. And with Miriam as your guide, she will help you along every step of the way. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for being on with us. Anyone else?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
This is Chad from West Virginia.
Hey, Chad.
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well. I also know Chad.
Good.
He works with Lisa. That's great.
Yep, Lisa is my coach. My wife and I have been doing this program for 7.5 weeks. I've lost 37, and she has lost, how many have you lost so far? 24. We're loving it, enjoying it. Life is much better on the road because of it.
Oh, that's so exciting, Chad. You and Tina are great examples, and we're so excited. You're going to be helping people as well.
Fantastic. Yes. We're excited. So thank you. And
we're glad you got on tonight with us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hi, Jan. This is Hey,
Jack, can you start 6 one more time in 1 second? Jack, start 6 your phone. There we go. Okay, who was this? There was someone who was saying hello, but we couldn't hear you very well.
Oh, hi, Jan. This is Maureen. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Maureen. Yes, I can.
Hi. I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington, and I've been on the program for, I've been with Optavia for 3.5 years, and I lost 40 pounds the first 6 months, and I've been able to keep it off ever since.
Fantastic. Isn't it wonderful when you learn the habits of health and you live them and you can be in control of that, right?
Absolutely. Very happy, Jan. And I've been a health coach for 3 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for leaning into your health and helping other people along. That's fantastic. Thanks, Maureen.
Thanks, Jan.
You bet. Well, okay. I think we are ready now. Alexandra, are you there?
I am, Jan. Good evening, everyone. As Jan mentioned, this is Alexandra. I'm one of the registered dietitians with the Optavia Nutrition Support Team, and I'm so excited to be a part of tonight's call. And I wanted to actually, for my tip tonight, talk about one of the most frequently asked questions we get at Nutrition Support, and that is, where can I find recipes for the program? I know some coaches and clients, you find a routine that works for you and you stick with it, and that's great, and please keep doing that if that works for you. But some people sometimes just need some fresh ideas, and boy, do we have some fresh ideas for you. And I just want to share briefly 3 different resources. So the first one is Optavia has a Pinterest page. And what's great about our Pinterest page is you don't have to be a member of Pinterest. You can log on and view all of our recipes, and we also have a lot of other great tips on hydration and just being healthy, all the habits of health on our Pinterest page. And there is, of course, a board, we call it, on the Pinterest page for lean and green meal recipe ideas. And they've all been written, tested, and approved by our nutrition support team, and just a lot of really great creative ideas. In fact, there was one I just made the other day, zucchini ravioli, that's on there, and it's so delicious. Mm. So if you need some fresh ideas, check out our Pinterest page, and it's simple. You just do www.pinterest.com/Optavia. And if you don't want recipes, you still check it out, because, again, there's a lot of great tips on the other habits of health on there. So that's your first resource. Your second resource is our Optavia Facebook page. There's actually a group, and it's called Lean and Green Meal Recipes, and you can ask to join the group. And it's such a great place to be a part of the Optavia community. If you need an idea, you can post it on the Facebook page, and all the coaches and clients in that group are going to respond back with great suggestions. I was just looking at it earlier, and someone said, hey, it's day 2. I'm headed to Trader Joe's. What do you recommend, right? Or, hey, I have, this feeling. Anyone have any good ideas on how to kind of shake things up just to make it a little bit different? It's a great place to bounce ideas off of other coaches and clients who are on this journey as well. And speaking of that, I should also say, always talk to your Optavia coach. They're a great resource. They can point you in the right direction. They might be able to help you brainstorm some ideas that really work for you and your lifestyle. So certainly that's a great resource. And finally, I just wanted to highlight our recipe conversion guide. This is a guide that Optavia has created. Again, it's called Recipe Conversion Guide. You can download it for free on answers.optavia.com, or you can ask your Optavia coach and they can help get you connected with this resource. And it walks you through how to determine if a recipe is compliant on the program. And if a recipe is close but not quite there, it gives some great ideas. So, for example, maybe you have a stuffed pepper recipe that you like, but it has rice in it. What do we do? Well, you can use rice cauliflower. I even saw rice kohlrabi the other day at the grocery store at Walmart in the freezer section. So there's lots of different substitutions you can make. And certainly, you want to be careful because we want to, you know, have the most success we can on plan. But the recipe conversion guide can walk you through how to do that and how to make sure that you get the right proportions and you make the right types of substitutions so that you have the best success while on the plan. So just to recap, check out our Pinterest page, pinterest.com/Optavia. Talk to your Optavia coach. Check out the Optavia Facebook page. Again, lots of great tips outside of just the recipes too. Plus a great way to get connected for encouragement and support on your journey. And finally, if you do like to get into the nitty grits of recipes and cooking, check out the recipe conversion guide. So that's my tip for the night. We get asked about recipes quite a bit in nutrition support. And so I just wanted to highlight that we have these really great resources that are available for you and your clients. And they're recipes that the whole family can enjoy. So that's something I know I really appreciate. So with that, that's the tip.
That is awesome information. I am so excited about that conversion guide. I have several people who keep asking me, is this close? Is this close? And usually, to be honest, I say, email it into nutrition support.
Yeah. Hopefully that guide will help.
So now I can say, ooh, now we're teaching them to fish. We give them the guide. They really learn how they can create these amazing recipes from some of their favorites, right?
Right. And it's a lifelong habit that you can do, you know, during your weight loss phase and beyond, right? Learning how to make healthy recipes for you and your family.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was good stuff, Alexandra. Thank you so much. And you're going to hang out with
you.
Me in case they have questions. Or are you going to hang
you
out
bet.
With me? You bet. Oh, yay. Awesome. Okay, so people, we're ready. If you want to come up and ask your question, just star six your phone and ask away. And hopefully we can help you get the answer that you're looking for. And then just let's be sure to keep the lines clean and star six when you're finished. So.
Hi, Jan. Good evening. Good evening, Jan. This is Dominique from Longboat Key. How are you in Florida?
Hi, Dominique. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you, Andrea, for those great tips. That was really helpful. I don't have a nutrition question per se, but I have a friend's mom on the line. Paulette is her name, and she's interested in doing the program. However, she's a little concerned because she's had breast cancer in the past, about 5 years ago. She has she's breast cancer free right now, which is great. But her physician has cautioned her about soy isolate. So not necessarily the soy protein, but it's the soy isolates. And so Paulette is on the line if you'd like to ask her some questions. And I know Dr. Garcia would be perfect tonight, not that you're not, Andrea, but for this topic. So, but I was wondering, Jan, if you as a nurse, you know, can maybe shed some light on that. And more in particular, maybe even what questions she could ask her physician when she goes to see him next time. So if that's something you can address.
Okay. Well, you know, this is something that comes up from time to time. I think that there's a lot of concern out there. You know, there's a lot of information that is correct and some that is not correct out on the internet. And I think there were some things that kind of led physicians to think that possibly soy was not a positive thing for people years ago. But as I've learned from different sources and also learned from Dr. Garcia, who is an oncologist, she is also a certified Optavia coach. She practiced for so many years, 27 years, I believe, in oncology with breast cancer being her specialty, and also listening to Dr. A explain it, soy actually can be very beneficial in moderation for people in general, and especially those who have had breast cancer. And so is it Paulette? Is that your name?
Paulette, yeah.
Paulette. Do you have a specific question you'd like to ask?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am,
I'm just
can.
Okay, I'm just concerned because my doctors were so adamant about avoiding soy.
Mm-hmm.
So
isolate
right.
in particular, mm-hmm. right, Paulette? So not just soy, but soy isolate, right?
Correct.
So, which I'm not particularly familiar with, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I don't want to take a chance, but I want to do the program.
Yes. Well, I can tell you from experience that I have a client who also is a breast cancer survivor. She has done the program. She's been a client and is now a coach. She started the program about 5 years ago. She went on to lose 87 pounds and a lot of inches. And she had to just make that decision. She talked to her doctor. She got a lot of information. She spoke with Dr. Garcia as well. And she just made the decision to go ahead. And we have a lot of non-soy products that our
mm-hmm.
program offers that you wouldn't even need to use the soy products if you don't want to, but you could still benefit greatly from our program. And she found that it worked out beautifully for her. She hasn't had any recurrence. And truly, you know, the precursor for a lot of cancers is being overweight and obese. And we store estrogen in fat cells. And so as Dr. Garcia explains it, that as we are able to reduce our fat cell amount in our bodies, we release that estrogen out of our bodies. And estrogen is the precursor to an overabundance of estrogen can be a precursor to tumors. So as we get rid of that and get our bodies to a healthier place, it greatly reduces your chance of recurrence. And so as Dr. Garcia puts it, it's much better to address the issue of being overweight than to worry mm-hmm. about a plant, you know, that is really got, there's a lot of support, a lot of studies, recent studies done that are in support of people using soy to help with decreasing their recurrence. And I actually have, there is some recordings of Dr. Garcia speaking of this very subject that she has done, and I have a copy of that, and I could send that right over to Dominique, and then you could watch it at your leisure, and then maybe you could go back to your physician with some of the information and the citing of some of the studies that were cited in that video that maybe they could look up and read for themselves to see how they feel about it, and then you could make an educated decision based on that. Would that feel good to you?
That would be wonderful, and I plan to talk to my doctors in the next 2 days. So
great.
Oh, good. All
I
right.
can
I'll
get this
that.
Rolling.
Dominique.
That sounds
That's
great,
wonderful.
Jen. Thank you so much. That's very helpful, yes. Uh-huh.
And this is
Thank
Alexandra.
You.
If I could just add one thing. As we were talking, I just wanted to point out we do have a soy food and health document in the document library that your coach can send to you, and it has a lot of those citations from those studies that Dr. Garcia references and also that Jan was mentioning, and there's a section specifically dedicated to breast cancer. And so, again, you know, it certainly is your decision and something you should talk to your doctor
mm-hmm.
about, but that might be another good resource that you can do a little reading
right.
on. And, again, the citations are in print, too, so you can kind of copy and paste and share that with them when you go and have that conversation.
That's
awesome.
Fantastic, Andrea. So, and that's in the Optavia Learn, right? So,
it is. Yep, you can download it in the document library. And also the product claims
yeah.
document, which lists
mm-hmm.
all of our products and which ones contain soy and which
mm-hmm.
don't. And even within those,
yeah,
it tells
that.
You the grams of soy. So there's some that are lower than others, and that might be helpful too.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Thank you so much. That was great, helpful. Yes, thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much, Alexandra. That's perfect. I appreciate you saying that. Okay, wonderful. Who else has a question out there? Anybody? I'll just share while you're coming off mute that for you, Dominique and Paulette, if you go into the Optavia document library from Coach Answers, and just type in the word soy in the search, the soy and the health guide comes right up, as well as the product claims guide, which is where you can see all the different fuelings that do not contain soy.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I got
You're
it already.
Welcome.
Bless your heart.
Perfect.
is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Oh, hi. I'm from Seattle, and I've been on program about 6 months, lost 30 pounds, and became a health coach to pay it forward and share this with other people. And awesome. One of the people I would really like to share this with is my sister, but she has a lot of allergies and has been on a really restrictive diet. And, like, you know, I have some clients who are, you know, soy and dairy free, and we've been able to work that out, and other people who are like gluten and, like, you know, dairy free. But she's like all three. And I'm just wondering what, you know, is it just that our program isn't for everyone? Like, is that, or is there a way to, you know, do something? I don't know. I feel at a loss with her.
You know, I've had a couple of experiences with people who come to me and said they were allergic to this and that and the other. And so I think the first question that I would ask is, you know, what exactly happens when you eat that thing? So, for example, I have a client that said he's lactose intolerant and he can't have soy. And I said, so what happens when you eat the, you know, the lactose or drink it, if it's milk or ice cream or whatever? He goes, well, I get a little bit of a stomach ache and it just doesn't feel good. And I said, is that like a lot, like, do you have to have a bowl of ice cream or a bowl of cottage cheese to fill that, or is it just with traces? And he goes, no, I can handle a little bit, but just if I eat too much of it, I get stomach aches and maybe some diarrhea. And I said, okay. And then I asked him about the soy, and he said, well, I just get kind of gassy and just my stomach just gets upset with it, you know? And I'm like, well, sometimes that happens, you know, soy is a bean. So I said, okay, so let's see. And I started him out using lower, you know, no soy or no, you know, low soy things. And it was interesting that his body really did adjust. And as his body balanced out, it seemed that he had less of that reaction. It was almost as if his body was responding to the balance that the program offered, to where he did try a couple of the low soy bars, and he liked them so much, he said, I'm going to get some more bars. And I just sort of let him try them because I thought, why not? Let's see what happens. His favorite thing are some of the bars, and they have higher soy, and he's tolerating them very well. His body has adjusted, and so it just depends on if she's anaphylactic, you know, when she eats these things, then definitely we don't go there. Right. But if she just gets this or that, or, you know, has a little problem, then we can maybe find a way to inch around it with a few products that could work and see if it would work for her. And maybe we can turn that corner and help her be able to get to the point where she could incorporate more. Alexandra, do you have anything else maybe to add to that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great recommendation, Jan. You know, especially with gluten too. Sometimes it's they don't necessarily need the certified gluten free. If they have celiac disease, of course they need certified gluten free. But sometimes it's just more of a threshold type of thing where it's like, I can have a little, but if it's too much, and that's different for every person. But yeah, so I agree with Jan exactly. If it is a true anaphylactic type allergy to soy, gluten, and dairy, then, you know, that might be an issue. But hopefully, you know, you can talk with her and find more of that information out.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And utilize that product claim guide also, the one we were just talking about, because that is nice. You can look at that at a glance and just see, okay, which one has this or that or the other. And you may have already done that. But
yes,
for anyone else asking, it's really helpful.
Thanks.
I hope that helped a little. It was awesome. Remember that you can subscribe to these support calls via iTunes podcast, and you can hear a few weeks prior recordings of these calls on your Health Coach's co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call will be available within 48 hours. And if you have any questions for a health professional between support calls, this week at least, you can send it in to me at youcanwithjan@gmail.com. youcanwithjan@gmail.com, all written out. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as does our Habit of Health webinar, which is starting right now. So if you can access, if you want to go into Zoom, that is the app that you would download to your phone, or if you're on your computer, you can go to Zoom, Z-O-O-M, like Mary, .us, click Join a Meeting, and then enter the ID number 113-312-513. That's repeated 113-312-513. And then you'll be right into that webinar. It's going to be fantastic tonight on mindfulness. So everybody hop in there. And congratulations on investing some time in your health tonight with us. We're so glad you joined us. And Alexandra, again, thank you. Everybody have a wonderful night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.